I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As we wind down the days of summer, you're going to find some pretty good fishing in West Virginia's reservoirs. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Typically, the month of August, one would have to fish in the early morning or late evening hours to hope of having any success at catching fish. But the summer of 2013 has been anything but typical, and fish biologist Jim Walker with the DNR tells us the fishing's been good all the way through what is normally the hottest time of the year.
Usually, this is the dog days of summer, people like to refer to it as. Just real slow time of year for everything, but this summer it's not.
Walker said, in fact, the fish have really been biting well on the state's impoundments.
Fish are still real active, and I think easier to find than those dog days. Really, you know how hot it gets in the afternoons. We're not really finding that this year, so you can fish all day. You don't have to worry about getting out there at 10 o'clock at night or anything to avoid the extreme heat. So you can spend a lot more time on the water, that's for sure.
Now, the conventional wisdom is a typical summertime pattern would be to go deep, but Walker says that's not necessarily the winning formula.
A lot of people think they go real deep in the summertime, and they do go deeper than they would normally be in the spring, but you know, they don't go down to 40 or 50 feet in most of our lakes. I mean, you're going to find them at 12 or 15 feet. Pretty much, they're going to follow the bait around and eat. That's another misconception. People think they stop feeding in the summer, but really, there's so much food available, they're just full.
Now, deep is a relative term, depending on whether you're fishing a highland or lowland reservoir.
Different reservoirs and water bodies are going to have different scenarios. I mean, like we mentioned, the depth. I've talked to guys that fish Summersville that actually do catch those bass down at 30 or 40 feet of water. You know, you're talking a real low productive clear lake, and they might find themselves down that deep. But as of your Stonewall, Burnsville, Sutton, I mean, you're going to find them at probably, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet following bait around.
Now, one thing is for sure, the only way that you're going to catch fish is to go fishing. So get yourself out there on the water and enjoy the mild, late summer weather and pretty good fishing. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.